if Ketcher had left any booby traps at all, this was where they would be. One Eye, I need help. Any traps that existed were beyond me. Lady's eyes were open. There was no dust on them. She was angry. And the White Crow wanted to tell me all about it. Patience, I counseled, close to becoming impatient myself. Swan, One Eye, come on up here. Swan arrived first, despite coming from farther away. I asked, You recall anything special she did with these two? Any little bit of sneakiness?
No, I wouldn't worry about it. By the time she laid them out, she was worried about what might happen next. That's the way she is. When she's starting something, it's her whole world, and she has no doubts about any part of it. But the closer she comes to getting finished, the more trouble she has keeping her confidence up.
Nice to know that she's human. I did not mean a word of that. One Eye, look for booby traps around here. And make up your mind. Tell me if you can bring these people back, darn it. My headache had not gotten any better. But, thank the God of mercies, it had grown no worse. Another icicle fell. I know, I heard you the first time you asked. He grumbled something about wishing he knew a way to charm me up a better love life. I stared past Croaker and Lady. The cavern went on. Pale light barely illuminated it. There was no gold in that at all now. A touch of silver, a touch of gray, a lot of blue ice. In fact, the sedimentary rocks seemed to give way to actual ice now. Ahead. Willow, did Ketcher go up there when you were here? He checked where I was looking.
No, but she could have during an earlier visit.
Someone had traveled in that direction recently in cavern scales of time. There were still clear tracks in the frost, and I suspected that I would not enjoy the journey once I began to follow them. But I would do so. I had no choice. I had failed elsewhere by letting Narion and the Daughter of Night get away. That Kina undoubtedly supplied them with a subtle boost did not sufficiently signify. I should have been better prepared. One Eye, talk to me. Can you resurrect these people or not?
If you'd stop barking for 5 minutes, I could probably figure that out.
Take your time, sweetness. It'll take us a while to starve. That ice up there must have been what Swan had meant when he mentioned ice on the plane. You've had all the fool-around time I'm willing to give you, I told One Eye. Can you do it, yes or no, right now?
The shape I'm in. I need more rest.
His speech was slow and slurred, and had taken on an odd rhythm that made following him difficult. He was right, of course. All of us needed rest. But we also needed to finish our business and get off the plane. Hunger was a reality already. It was not going to go away. I feared it might become a companion as intimate and dreaded as it had been during the season.